This hour's news updates being brought to you by D&M Cabinet Shop. For beautiful custom-built cabinets, diamond and decor cabinetry, see D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, come see the indoor lot and discover deals on wheels at Al Hansen Motors. And by Murphy's Bakery Catering Connection and Ice Cream Store in downtown Bad Axe, they're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at this hour's news. Jared Cash Butterfield is facing a misdemeanor assault charge in Huron County. During his arraignment yesterday, Butterfield entered a not guilty plea to the charge of assault and battery against a fellow inmate on June 18th. Judge Ferris set bond at $10,000, which has not been posted. The court ordered strict no-contact conditions between Butterfield and the victim. While Michael Murawski represented Butterfield for the proceedings, the court is currently addressing a motion to withdraw from his appointed counsel, Jessica Riske. The prosecution must provide discovery and plea offers by July 30th, and a plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for August the 20th. A 75-year-old Huron County man has been sentenced following a no-contest plea for impaired driving. Thomas Ernest Meinhold appeared before Judge Ferris to resolve charges stemming from a May 23rd incident in Verona Township. Deputies discover Meinhold's vehicle in a water-filled ditch near Nugent Road in Thompson Drive. Authorities reported that Meinhold failed field sobriety tests, and a subsequent blood draw confirmed a blood alcohol level of 0.093. Officers also recovered open containers of alcohol from the vehicle. Meinhold pleaded no contest, operating while visibly impaired, and having open intoxicants in a vehicle. Judge Ferris sentenced him to 9 months of probation and 1 day in jail, with credit for 1 day served. Terms of his probation include random drug and alcohol screenings and the completion of an alcohol awareness program by September 30th. Meinhold is required to pay $1,385 in total fines and costs. And Michigan health officials are investigating a major outbreak of a parasitic illness that sickened nearly 1,000 people across the state. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services reports 992 confirmed cases of cyclosporiasis as of Wednesday, with at least 36 people being hospitalized. The illness is caused by cyclospora parasite and commonly produces severe watery diarrhea, stomach cramps, nausea, and fatigue. State health officials say Michigan typically records about 50 cases in an entire year, making this outbreak significantly larger than normal. Most cases have been reported in southeast Michigan, although infections have been confirmed in West Michigan as well. Investigators have not yet identified the source of the outbreak. However, previous outbreaks have been linked to fresh produce, including bagged salad mixes, cilantro, basil, raspberries, snow peas, and green onions. The illness spreads through food or water contaminated with the parasite, and health officials recommend thoroughly washing fresh produce, cooking foods whenever possible, practicing proper hand washing, and seeking medical care if symptoms develop. Cyclosporiasis is treated with antibiotics, and staying hydrated is especially important to prevent complications. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says outbreaks of cyclosporiasis have also been reported in multiple other states, while Michigan health officials continue working to determine the source of the state's outbreak. and we'll return after these words from our sponsors.
This is Tyler Hansen from Al Hansen Motors. If you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle that comes with peace of mind, then you need to come shop at Al Hansen Motors in Bad Axe. Every vehicle we sell that isn't on our economy lot comes with a warranty at no additional cost to you and no confusing fine print. This week I'm featuring a 2021 Chevy Equinox. It's all-wheel drive and like new with only 23,000 miles. You get Bluetooth with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, heated cloth seats, remote start, power liftgate, and a backup camera with parking sensors and more. It's priced to sell at $22,780. If you are looking for a compact SUV that's good on gas, we have a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium. It's also low mileage for the year, with 41,000 miles. It's the top trim and fully loaded. Come pick it for a test drive and take it home for just $16,580. Need a third row? We have a 2020 Ford Explorer. It's also packed with features. You get heated seats front and back, heated steering wheel, four-wheel drive, remote start, Bluetooth, navigation, a backup camera, and a ton more. It has 90,000 miles and we're asking $21,980. If you need a truck, we just got in a 2020 Ford F-150 XLT Super Crew Cab. It's four-wheel drive, has a 5-liter V8, towing package, a backup camera, and Bluetooth with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay. We're asking $29,980.
When it's time to purchase new cabinets for your project, call Doug Klee at D&M Cabinet Shop first. D&M Cabinet Shop not only does custom cabinets, but they also sell and install pre-built cabinets for your kitchen, bath, or office. Many times, D&M Cabinet Shop can sell you pre-built cabinets for possibly a lower price than you'd pay at the big box stores. So why settle for inferior cabinets at higher prices when you can get pre-built cabinets as quickly as a week from ordering, and maybe for less than what the big box stores charge? D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth will work with your preference, space, style, and budget. So for your next new cabinet project for your kitchen, bath, or office, call Doug Klee at D&M Cabinet Shop at 989-479-9271. That's 989-479-9271.
This is Doug Klee from D&M Cabinet Shop. Come see us at 5230 Pretty Road in Ruth, or give us a call at 989-479-9271 for a free estimate and start saving money on your new cabinets today.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. The Department of Education is celebrating a surprising television victory today after its Presidential 1776 Award, The Ultimate Civic Showdown, drew a massive audience. Broadcast live on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus, the high school civics national finals pulled in more than 1.6 million live viewers. The program featured top students from across the United States competing in rigorous academic gauntlet focused on American history and founding principles. The broadcast significantly outperformed the daily average viewership of major cable networks like CNN and MSNBC. Education Secretary Linda McMahon praised the high numbers, stating it proves Americans care deeply about traditional historical education. Producers are already looking into expanding the competition format into a recurring annual event. And the Kremlin has signaled that Russian President Vladimir Putin is open to direct talks with U.S. President Donald Trump, despite the lack of recent communication. Kremlin spokesman noted that Trump has not yet called Moscow following his highly publicized meetings at the NATO summit in Turkey. Peskov brushed off the silence, jokingly suggesting that American president was simply too busy with his INCRA itinerary. Political observers say the statement is a calculated move by Moscow to keep diplomatic doors cracked open amid rising global military actions. However, Washington has yet to signal whether a bilateral phone call is on the immediate horizon. And that news has been brought to you by D&M Cabinet Shop. For beautiful custom-built cabinets, diamond and decor cabinetry, see D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, come see the indoor lot and discover deals on wheels at Al Hansen Motors. Also, Murphy's Bakery Catering Connection and Ice Cream Store in downtown Bad Axe, They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept.
Hi, it's Paul from Murphy's Bakery and Bad Axe. Let's talk donuts, because around here, they're kind of a big deal. Every morning, while you're in bed sleeping, or maybe just starting your day, we're frying up fresh batches of Long John's, Glazed Twist, Jelly Filled, Cinnamon Sugar, Maple Frosted, you name it. If you're lucky, you might even catch a Tiger Tail. And if you've never had a Murphy's donut still warm from the kitchen, well, you're missing out. We make donuts fresh every single day, the way they should be, with real ingredients and without using any high fructose corn syrup. When you come in, we've got hot coffee ready too. So whether you're heading to work, dropping the kids off at school, or starting your day with something sweet, Murphy's Bakery is ready to serve you. And lunchtime, we have subs and pop for a quick bite on the go. And you can take Murphy's home with you too, with our freshly baked breads, cakes, and you can order a fully customized catering spread for your events, big or small. 110 West Huron, where traditions are baked fresh daily.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.